This is the first in another series of answers to questions from Daniel Masters, in this case. I'm absolutely full of a stinking cold, so you have to forgive me being A, foggy, and B, stuffy. The first question Daniel asks is where I think the industry is heading technically. The simple answer to that is wherever the money is. But not just through in terms of the commercial opportunities, but also in terms of efficiencies, so whatever's cheapest to do. Video is an obvious area that I think is already a significant area for exploration, partly because you can embed advertising more easily with it, so it travels with video, whereas text can be reproduced and linked to and so on. And secondly, there seems to be a lot of demand for it from advertisers. I know that certainly a few months ago, The Guardian couldn't keep up. They couldn't provide enough inventory for the advertising demand. So video is an obvious area. Some of the cheaper kind of options like Twitter that have obvious opportunities for distribution, I think that's going to continue. Other than that, like I said, it really is about wherever the money is. So that's very difficult to say, but clearly those platforms that either offer more data on users and therefore more valuable advertising, you can see that being an area of increased opportunity. Areas where it's easier to twin advertising. So, like I said, video is a good example of that, but there will be others. And technical opportunities for increased distribution. So, as I said, Twitter's an example of that. But one other area, I suppose the main area that isn't particularly big at the moment is data. And with the launch of things like data.gov.uk, the election, which is obviously going to produce a lot of data, the likelihood of a new government, all of that, I think, will increase the incentive to explore data and potentially it can be a very efficient, it can offer efficiencies, but there's a huge culture change that needs to happen for that to take place. Partly around changing the focus on from the story to data, and that's probably the biggest hurdle to cross.